Friends, before we begin, let me invite you to keep up with all the Tracks for the Journey resources by subscribing to the Tracks Express newsletter. Once a week, I send a wide range of helps for well-being directly to your inbox. The Express has inspiration and insights for spirituality, relationships, ecology, emotional health, and yes, recipes for good food. The easiest way to subscribe is on my website, www.tracksforthejourney.com. Thanks for listening today. If you visit me at the Bright Star Farm, you'll see something amazing. The centerpiece of a prayer garden is a red granite rock, round and smooth, the size of a soccer ball. Dark streaks mark its surface amid hues of red. And you might say, just a rock? No. This magnificent stone is a billion-year-old witness to the work of God. Sitting near it, I am called to unite my life with the universal energy of the divine. Hi friends, I'm Larry Payne, your host of the Tracks for the Journey Network. I'm dedicated to enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and relational well-being. And I invite you to join me for a few minutes by this billion-year-old rock to explore how our connection to the timeless can help us in this present moment. I often pause from doing some yard work to sit beside that rock. It feels good to take a deep breath, stretch out my feet, and consider how it sits in a bed of white stones that contrast to the smooth red-brown surface. The ancient Hebrew singers lifted a chant in Psalm 61. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Prayer feels natural sitting close to that rock. It seems a connection to something greater, something timeless, something solid. In day and night, season after season, this rock has anchored reality on my property. Where did this rock come from? Stay with me for a bit of history from geological science. My red granite rock was formed deep in the molten crust of the earth around 2 billion years ago. During a period around 300 million years ago, the alkali feldspar granite rose from beneath the ancestral Rocky Mountains. And then between 80 and 50 million years ago, that granite emerged from the violent movements of the earth, forced upward by the pressure of a gigantic section of earth's crust called the Fallon Plate. This created the San Juan Mountains of New Mexico. In the 50 million years since, my stone was pummeled by forces of earthquakes, volcanoes, glaciers, and erosion, finally washing down to rest in a mountain stream. Now, fast forward to the 20th century, where it was lifted out of that cool water and transported to Texas. It's been on my property for 20 years. Now, 20 years seems like a long time to me, but to put it in perspective, imagine my rock is 100 years old. In that shrunken time frame, it would have been in my yard for a mere 30 seconds in that 100-year lifespan. Sometimes I sit beside my ancient friend, trying to wrap my head around its amazing journey. Christian panentheism teaches that God is active in every moment and every entity of the universe, collaborating with the physical processes. Across billions of years, the divine has offered to each physical process a template of possibilities over and over again. In some primordial sense, the elements responded to that creative energy, influenced but not controlled by God. Elements became stars, stars collected rings of gas, gas consolidated to become planets, planets evolved new forms of rock and geography, and then my granite red friend appeared. This beautiful rock is a witness to God's work across time and space to me, a newcomer in this world. My rock connects me to the ecosystem of the planet. It may look silent and inert, but it is alive, actually. Modern science has revealed the elements inside are throbbing with atomic motion and energy. And this energy contributes to gravity, to the atmosphere, and amazingly, even to me. Panentheism teaches everything is connected within God, and God is in everything. Sensing my granite friend is through my five senses, of course, but also in a sense beyond those. Theologian J. McDaniel expresses the truth in a metaphor, writing, "God is the energy of love that permeates the universe. Love is the fundamental force that connects all beings and sustains cosmic harmony. Just as energy flows through every aspect of existence, so does the energy of love flow through every corner of the universe. It is the unifying and transformative power that binds all entities together in a web of compassion and empathy." Spending time with my red hard friend opens a gateway of the soul to the interconnected universe. All of us are a part of us. And I could not exist without this rock, the tree next to it, the air I breathe, the light that shines, or the meadow that stretches across the property. Even the gigantic aquifer beneath it is a part of this interconnection. And if I ignore it, I'm impairing my existence and my future. My granite friend also speaks of purpose. This rock is doing what it was formed to do. For eons, it anchored the crust of the earth. And later it formed the bed of a rushing mountain stream. On the surface now are billions of microscopic organisms linked in the web of life. This quiet testimony becomes a mirror to ask myself, am I doing what I was made to do? That's a big question for anyone, isn't it? It asserts that I have a role to play in this time and place. It asserts that I have a choice, and one much more active than a granite rock. I can choose to pray, to care for others, to learn new skills, and above all, to love. I'm challenged to answer, what will I do in this sliver of human time I'm given? A final thought is of hope. God has sustained this rock for 2 billion years. I can believe God will sustain me through the billions of years ahead. Each moment the universe is evolving, and I'm carried along with her. God is evolving too, incorporating every change into God's self. Within that divine energy, my rock and I will always exist in some way, sustained to become a part of what is yet to be. God, the rock, and I are woven together in a multidimensional fabric that will exist forever. The unknown author of the book of Jude gives a voice to that hope as he writes, "To him who is able to keep you from falling and make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time and now and forever." Winter, spring, summer, fall, the granite stone has seen them all for millions of years. I hope I'm able to sit close to my rocky friend for at least 20 more years. I have so much more to learn from this time-traveling messenger. Thanks for sharing this episode on the Tracks for the Journey Network. Please rate and review the episode on your provider to spread the message of well-being. The hub of the Tracks for the Journey Network is the website, tracksforthejourney.com. From there, you can subscribe to the Tracks Express newsletter, find links to listen or watch dozens of episodes on a huge variety of subjects, and make a donation to support the work. I welcome you to join the Trackers Facebook community for discussions. I also invite you to share your thoughts by emailing me at the address connecttfj@yahoo.com. Tracks for the Journey is produced at the Bright Star Studio, all rights reserved. Hosting is by Buzzsprout.com. Music and images are from Pixabay.com. Keep exploring on your journey to well-being.